Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise Him. Come on, you can praise Him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the every realize that you're nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the Ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He, oh, come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Oh, this is the air I breathe. Come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, sing it.
Well, God bless you on this morning. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to read to you this morning, this 20th day of January in the year of 2013. I'm going to read Psalm 27 this morning. And it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies, and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemy, round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my mother and my father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted, listen to this, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Hallelujah. I read to you Psalm 27, verses 1 through 14. David said, trust in the Lord and be not afraid. Lord God, we come to you this morning once again, early Sunday morning prayer, Lord God. Oh, God, you know everything about us. You are omnipotent. You're omniscient and omnipresent. Lord, you're the God of the universe. You are God that can move mountains. You are God that can never fail. You are God that will stand on your promises. Lord God, and we come before you this morning. We rose early this morning to give you some praise. We rose early this morning to thank you for what you're doing in our life. Lord God, we rose early to tell you we love you. We rose early to tell you that there's no other God like you. We rose early to tell you, Lord God, to give us strength this morning, strength for the journey. Help us to trust in you with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Help us to acknowledge you, Lord, in all thy ways. For you say, him that seek you early shall find you. Oh, we cast down imaginations today. We cast down every spirit that would lift itself up above you. We cast down these imaginations this morning. Oh, we come against every seducing spirit. We come against every lying tongue. We come against every false prophet. We come against every accusation. We come against the lying tongue this morning. In the name of Jesus, we come against envy. We come against wrath. We come against backbiting and gossiping. We come against discord sowing on this morning. We come against it this morning, and we cast it down into the pits of hell. Hallelujah. We give you glory today, for you the only wise God. You the only God that can hear us. You the only God that can deliver us. You the only God that can heal us. Heal the nation this morning, God. Oh, God, to go to the White House in Washington, D.C. this morning. You let God exalted and gave another opportunity for President Barack Obama to reign and rule this nation. Oh, God, we ask you to send your angels right now, God. Send your angels to his home, Lord God. Send your angels, Lord God. Heal and protect his wife. Heal and protect his children, Lord God. Cover him with your blood, hallelujah. For you said in your word that we should always give honor to whom honor is due. You said to render unto Caesar what is his and render unto God what is his. Oh, we love you this morning. We thank you for our children this morning. We thank you for our grandchildren this morning. We thank you for our great-grandsons this morning. Oh, God, we thank you for the pastors. We thank you for the leaders. We thank you for the bishops. We thank you for the evangelists, the prophets, and the prophetess. Oh, we thank you, hallelujah, for those that you have set over us, Lord God. Oh, God, help us to be obedient. Help us to submit to your will, Lord God. Oh, God, we're asking you to continue to strengthen Prophetess Harrison. Oh, God, strengthen all those that come on the line on this radio broadcast, those that listen online. Lord, we're asking you to strengthen them, God. Every speaker that have graced this broadcast, from the apostles on down to the sisters and brothers, Lord, I'm asking you to remember this year, hallelujah, the year of restoration, the year of blessings, the year of prosperity, the year of healings, the year of deliverance. We're looking for you, Lord, as we continue on this 21-day fast. Those that had to err and maybe had to eat something, Lord God. Given the wheel of going extra day, God. Oh, God, help us to draw nigh to you. For you said, oh, that draw nigh to you, you would draw nigh to him. We come against every witch, every warlock. We come against everyone that would put their mouth on the people of God. Oh, God, oh, God, help us this morning, God. Increase our faith, Lord God. Help us to step out this morning. Help us to be bold as a lion. Help us to declare your generation. Hallelujah. Help us to tell somebody about your goodness, Lord God. Bless us, Lord God. Now, touch our bodies this morning, God. Oh, God, and our finances. Those that need financial breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to see the manifestation of our prayers. We want to see the manifestation of our fasting. We're not fasting like the heathen. We're not praying like the heathen. Hallelujah, but we're going down in sackcloth and ashes, calling on you, Lord God, calling on you for healing, healing in our homes, Lord God, healing in our relationships, Lord God, healing in on our jobs, Lord God, healing in every area of our lives, God. Help us to stand on your promises, Lord God. Help us to recognize and know that we have a full benefit package, a benefit package that we don't have to fret about. We don't have to worry about, because you will open up the floodgates of heaven. We ask you to open up the floodgates of heaven this morning and rain on us, Lord God. Rain on us, Lord Jesus. You know our needs. You've heard our cry. You've seen our petitions. Oh, God, strengthen First Lady Adams right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to give her witty inventions, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to help her to work up on her life, Lord God, spiritually and naturally, Lord God. Help her to clean house, Lord God, because you want to dwell in a clean vessel. You won't dwell in anything contaminated. You won't dwell in anything polluted. You won't dwell in anything corrupt, God. Oh, for you are just, God. You are worthy, God. You are honorable, God. You are God. I am the most that never slumber nor sleep. You are God. I am the most higher. You are God. I am the most that never forgets. You remember when others forget, Lord. And we love you, Lord God. We thank you for giving us power. Power this morning. Power to tread on surface. Power this morning, Lord God. Power to call those things that's not as though they are. Power to live right. Power to think right. Power to walk right. Power, Lord God, to lay hands on the sick and then shall recover. Power to speak everything that's positive, everything that's good, everything that's pure, everything that's lovely. Oh, you're giving us power. Oh, God. Help us to walk in that power. Help us not to be afraid, God. For you didn't give us the spirit of fear, but you gave us the spirit of love, the spirit of power, and the spirit of a sound mind. Help us, Lord God, to tell somebody that the name of the Lord is a strong power. The righteous run in and they are saved. Help us to tell somebody that look to the hills from whence cometh their helper. For we know all of our helper come from the Lord. Help us to tell somebody that the Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is our strength. He's the strength of our life. And whom shall we be afraid? Oh, when the wicked and the enemies come upon us to eat up our flesh, Lord God, you will cause them to stumble. You will cause them to fall. Oh, God, put a bloodline around our homes. Put a bloodline around our children. Put a bloodline around families. Lord, go to Angola, Louisiana right now and minister to my son. Give him a new mindset, God, a mind to call on you, a mind to know that all ain't lost. But if he would just get his mind together, you will open the prison doors. You did it for Paul and Silas. Oh, God, and we serving you. We serving you, Lord God. And you made us some promises that we have to stand on. Let this be a year of release, Lord God. Even for my sister Danielle, go to Dublin, California, and comfort her harder. Let her know, hallelujah, that you know where she's at. And when you get ready, you go open the doors. Can't no man stop it. Can't no man stop what you've already promised. Can't nobody abort our destiny. That's in Christ Jesus. Oh, we bless you this morning, God. Hey, thank you for my mother. Continue to strengthen her, Lord God. Remember Dr. Bertha this week, God. Ah, remember Christ Redeeming Center and the Miracles and Faith and Prayer Conference. Oh, God, let somebody hear the word this week where they can be convicted, where they can be condemned, and they can ask, what shall I do? What must I do to be saved? Oh, God, we want to see souls come into the kingdom, souls that love you, souls, Lord God, that are sold out for Christ in the name of Jesus. I'm opening up First Lady Sarah's line right now in the name of Jesus. And I just wanted to intercede. Oh, I wasn't feeling real good in my body. Oh, but my health has come. Hey, glory to Jesus. All you got to do is open up your mouth and begin to give God some praise. Give him what's doing. You won't have to be long and drawn out. Oh, but give him what's in your heart. He said, I look at the hearts of men. Hallelujah. No man know the heart. But God, the enemy don't know your heart. He uses what we speak out of our mouth. But God said, I know your thoughts from above. Oh, bless Lord Jesus. Bless us this morning. Strengthen us, Lord God. Keep us with a vision, God. Oh, a vision to please you. A vision to love you. A vision to honor you. A vision to obey you. In the name of Jesus. First Lady Adams, God bless you this morning.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for the words of prayer, the supplication that has come before you by my sister, Father God. And Father God, we decree and declare everything is done in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, by the word of God, by the power and the Holy Ghost, Father God, and the authority that you invested in us. And in the name of Jesus, Father God, change the atmosphere, change the hemisphere, influence the activity of your kingdom to be pronounced down here on this earth in every area that my soul speaks, Father God. Father God, release your power in the name of Jesus to move and create and to change, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we bless your name on today. There's no other name given under men that we may be saved and that things will change in our lives and other people's lives. Father God, we bless your name on today. Father God, we believe and we trust in you with all of our heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. Father God, help us to get to know you. Oh, Father God, more than we've ever known you. In the name of Jesus, our minds cannot fast and take in all of that you are in our lives, Father God. We want to know your thoughts and what you intend to do in our lives, that we may go forth and be the children of God that you're calling us to be, to change this world, Father God, that your light and your glory will shine among men, that they will be saved. Father God, and my sister prays for the black men and all men, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, move as never before as we speak forth. Father, you said we're two or three touching and agreeing. You will be a God in the midst. Father God, and you said whatsoever things we ask and say to that mountain, Father God, she proclaimed a lot of mountains right now. And Father God, we are lifting it up before you, and we know that it is gone. It is moved because your word said it, that it would be cast out. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the power you invested in us, that we can speak those things as they were, not as if they are so. Father God, we see the freedom and the change in her son's mind. Father God, we see the freedom of her sister out of Dublin, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We see the protection over our children. We see the protection over this nation, Father God. We see your protection and your moving in the church. Father God, wake up the sleeping giants, Father God. Bring them on one accord in the name of Jesus. Not on the cord, but in one accord, Father God, where we will shake this earth in the name of Jesus by your power and by your might. On the four corners of this earth, Father God, we speak declaration of war against the enemy of the kingdom of darkness. And we stand right now in the power of the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. In our mouths and in our body, Father God, you are in us. We are in your image. And we decree and declare that it's done. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we want to be more like you. We want to be what you made us to be. In the name of Jesus, we want to speak the same things you speak. We want to mind the same rules you have given us. In the name of Jesus, we want to know you in the power and in your might. As Paul said, I want to know you in your resurrection power. In the name of Jesus, where we can speak and everything must obey, that everything will be called under subjection under the power of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we walk in that authority. We live in that authority, Father God. We live in kingdom authority. In the name of Jesus, as it is in earth, as it is in heaven, and so be it, Father God. Hallelujah. You reign in the heavens, and you reign on this earth. And whatever you say, every knee must bow, and every tongue shall confess, and come under subjection, every spirit that is made upon this earth, because you are over it and we are over it. You gave us dominion from the beginning. And Father God, and we claim our heavenly authority right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we're sitting right with you on the throne. Glory to God. On the right hand, you said we're in heavenly places, Father God. And I thank you. And we thank you, Father God, for how you're moving in our lives. Father, we thank you for this woman of God, evangelist Bernard, Father God, how she just lays before you and sup before you. Father God, listening to your voice and know your voice only, not going after traditions of men, Father God. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for a woman that seeks out your face, that calls upon you. Get up early in the wee hours of the morning, Father God, and listen for your voice, what you want her to do. Father God, bless everything that she goes out to touch. As Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14, whatever she do, Father God, let it be blessed. In the name of Jesus, her going out and her coming in, Father God, her baskets be full, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, Lord, bless this ministry to all around the world, Father God, that deliverance and victory will come into people's lives, Father God, that they will be more mature in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and proclaim your glory and take on the kingdom work, Father God, that you have set before her. And as she already prayed for our evangelist Harrison, Prophetess Harrison, Father God, bless that woman of God. Lord, we lift her up before you, even if we don't speak her name out, but it's in our thoughts, it's in our heart. In the name of Jesus, Father God, bless her in a special way. Give her the desires of her heart, Father God, as she labor before you. God, bless her with that cathedral. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we speak it in existence right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind the strong man of the house. In the name of Jesus, in all of our lives, we bind him right now, and we cast him out in the name of Jesus. Father, keep our eyes focused on you and you only, Father God. Wake us out of our slumber and our sleep to get to know you. We want to know you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not in customs of men, none but the spirit of you, Father God, that rests, rule, and abide in us. In the name of Jesus, we want to know the mysteries. Not that we want to be some great scholar, Father God, but no, we just want to know the intimacy with you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, just to spend that time with you, God, to get that burning love within our soul and our mind, just to want to be with you, God, more than anything else. We want to be closer to you. In the name of Jesus, we want to please you and no one else, but please you, Father God. You before you and just fast in your presence as the angels do. That's all we're going to do, hallelujah, as they go forth saying, holy is the Lamb of God. Just in your presence, Father God, is where we want to be continually, Father God, keeping the faith and moving on and to do your will and your ways to please you, be pleasing in your sight, that we put a smile upon your face, that it'll rock your throne. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to rock your throne. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, that you will be happy that you made us, these women of God, Father. We thank you that you call us for the moaning women. Father God, we yield at your feet. Father God, we lay and yield all of our members to you. Father God, we yield our mind, our thoughts, our body, in the name of Jesus, as a holy sacrifice to you, not for us, but for your glory to be shown among this dying world. In the name of Jesus, Father God, bring fools into our way. Lead us and guide us where to go and the words to say at that self-same hour. In the name of Jesus, so many are dying. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Father God, lead and guide us and direct us through the path, Father God, to bring those to righteousness for the righteous sake. In the name of Jesus, we just bless your name on today. God, be at your churches. Let your spirit flow through the churches, Father God, and bring a revelation, a word of manna from heaven. In the name of Jesus, everything we do in your name, because there's power, and your name breaks every barrier and every demonic force, and we bind every demonic territorial demon. In the name of Jesus, we bind the hard-hearted and the stiff-necked. In the name of Jesus, every proud spirit, we cast it down. Every high imagination that set itself up against the word of God, we come against it this day and forevermore. Hallelujah, Father God, and we bless your name on today. Father, we love you more than anything else, more than words can say. Glory to God, we love you. Hallelujah, with all the goodness and the intent of our heart, because no good thing is in us, but it's all about you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and we fast in your love, and we fast in your presence. We love. This is no tedious journey, God. We love to come in before you. We love to call on your name. We love for you to talk to us and to sup with us, Father God. Lord, you are number one in our lives, and God, and you will always be that. Nothing will ever, hey, hallelujah, nothing will ever come before you. Nothing will ever separate me from the love of God. I thank you, Father God, where you brought me from. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, for how you've shown up and showed out in my life so many times. I thank you. Glory to God. If no one in this world, thank you. I thank you with more tongues than I even can bring out of these lips of clay. I thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are the love of my life. You are the air that I breathe. Hallelujah. You are the songs that I sing, God. Hallelujah. You are the great and morning star. I thank you. I thank you. You are the creator of all life. I thank you. Glory to God that we got a God like you. And I bless your name in Jesus' name. Everything that has been said this day, Father God, so be it. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Back into your hands, evangelist. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Excuse me, you can call us at area code 2. Oh, my. You know what? God bless you. We thank God for First Lady Carol. I had my phone on mute. Amen. But we thank you all for tuning in this morning and listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. Again, we'd like to invite you all to tune in this week, Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Saturday, there's a new segment called They Overcame. Make the sacrifice and get up. 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's 8 a.m. Central. And the host of that broadcast is Minister Billy Burns of North Carolina. So if you have any powerful testimonies, some life-changing testimonies, and you'd like to share it with our listeners, please call in. The call-in number is area code 858-683-1334. Once again, that call-in number is area code 858-683-1334. We have a wonderful subject on this week, and you have to tune in and listen. Amen, amen. So we thank you. Remember, Dr. Kenneth Burford and Christ Redeeming Center is hosting their Prayer, Faith, and Miracles Conference. That's this week on January the 23rd through the 25th, 2013, and it will be held at 2811 East Main Street, and that's in the city of Stockton, California. If you need further information, you can contact me at area code 209-271-8735. The registration for that conference is $25, and that's in advance. At the door, it'll be $35. There will be morning sessions, and there will also be the morning sessions begin at 10 o'clock a.m., and the evening sessions are at 7 p.m. nightly. Amen. So please come out and tune in for that wonderful prayer, a wonderful prayer, faith, and miracles conference. How many need to increase their prayer life? How many need a miracle? A right now miracle, or today miracle? Amen, amen. How many need to increase their faith? Hey, glory to God. So come out and learn. He's going to be teaching every evening. He's going to be the teacher every evening. But the morning sessions are some other ministers of the gospel. So we thank you and we praise you and we give you glory for everything that you do to support this ministry. Amen. Also, I just want to give a shout out to my oldest sister. That birthday is today. I want to say happy birthday to my sister Dawn. She is a faithful supporter of this ministry. And I tell you, she's on this line every day listening to the word of God being ministered. So I want to say to her, have a blessed and beautiful day, Dawn. May God continually smile upon you and give you the promises that only he can fulfill. Amen. I thank God for Lady Carol coming on and supporting and helping us on this morning. I just thank God for this wonderful woman of God. And I tell you, we're going to be doing some wonderful things this year to push Lady Carol. She is a minister. She is a psalmist. She is a mother in the gospel. And I tell you, she's so creative. She sings with an angelic voice. She plays. So she's just a gifted woman. Amen. And her name, Carol, is just like angels. You know, you hear the angels sing. They're caroling throughout heaven. Amen. So we just bless the Lord for her on today. So, Lord God, we thank you for what our ears have heard. We thank you for what you put in our spirit to pray for the men and women of God. Lord God, now we ask you to bless every listener, bless every supporter, bless every leader in this nation, Lord God. And as we get ready this week to teach and preach your word, God, anoint every speaker. Every speaker that come on this line this week, I want them to be anointed. anointed, God, and to say with thus say, O Lord, God, help us to keep on crucifying this flesh. Those that's on the 21-day fast, Lord, help them to get through. In every petition that they have placed before you on this 21-day fast, Lord God, I'm asking you to answer, Lord God. Answer, let whatever they've asked you to do, let it come alive in their life, Lord God. Continue to strengthen Evangelist Bruce Silva, Lord God. Bless Dr. Burford this week, Lord God, as he ministers in this conference. And bless his wife, First Lady Burdell, Lord God, and all those that's going to come and attend this conference. We ask you to bless them in the wonderful name of Jesus. We thank you. And we give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name, have a beautiful and blessed day, and let this song, you know what? First Lady Carol, are you able to give us a song this morning?
Bless the Lord. I will. The Lord just blessed me. I haven't finished writing this song, but it says, I got to get to know you. Really get to know you, hallelujah, more than I've known you before, out of the custom of things, glory to God.
Thank you so much, and you keep on writing those songs, and Keep on letting Jesus inspire you. Hallelujah. The world is going to hear. The world is going to hear the most beautiful song that the Lord has given you. Amen. God bless you all.
God bless you.
And we'll see you on tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Love you much. Have a Jesus day.
Love you too. God bless you all.
All right. Bye-bye.